ministry partner, Love Inc. We're very thankful for the partnership that we have with Love Inc. The congregation may not know all the details. It's a quiet ministry. We have people that call up the church fairly frequently, and the needs are more than what we can bear on our own. And it is a rich blessing to share in the partnership of filling in those needs that people have, and also in educating people in certain ways. I think we're going to hear about that as well today. And so we're very thankful for the connection that we have with Love Inc. So Jennifer, what a blessing to have you here. Thank at you. Peace, and look forward to hearing from you today.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. My name is Jennifer Hansen, and I'm the assistant director at Love Inc. in the name of Christ. Excuse me, at Love in the name of Christ, Love Inc. of Benton County. I started at Love Inc. last July after many years of work in ministry in the local area. My husband Tim and I have two children, and we live in Albany, actually, so we're back and forth quite a bit. If any of you knew the previous executive director of Love Inc., Corey Latimer, she stepped down last year to be home with her family. She has a one-year-old. And so at that time, the board approved a new model of an executive director and assistant director. We're both part-time and together fill the role, hopefully. I want to thank you for the opportunity to share with you today a brief overview of Love in the Name of Christ and how your Love Inc. affiliate works. We're very grateful for Peace Lutheran's support over the years and would love to deepen our partnership however the Lord leads. Any investment of volunteer time, finances, or prayer in Love Inc. is really an investment in the larger mission of the church to be the hands and feet of Jesus in our community. So I'm like trying to get over here too. So, what is Love in the Name of Christ? Can we go next slide?
Yep.
Love Inc. is a national organization founded in 1977. Your Love Inc. of Benton County is one of 157 affiliates nationwide. Our mission is to mobilize local churches to transform lives and communities in the name of Christ. So what that means is that Love Inc. provides infrastructure for churches to operate ministries to the community better together than we could apart. We at Love Inc. are connectors, facilitators, and mobilizers. Next slide, please. A little more about your Love Inc. affiliate. We were founded in 2001 by the Corvallis Pastors Group, now called City Church Corvallis, but we serve all of Benton County. Again, our mission statement is there on the slide with a few pictures of different ministries and our current board of directors. Our office is located in the professional office area across King's from Winco in Corvallis, if you know where that is. Love Inc. is, our office is primarily a call center, not a walk-in center, although we do have people stopping by to drop off donations and the occasional client coming through our doors. We have approximately 50 partner churches across Benton County, including Peace Lutheran, of course. And currently there are about 18 gap ministries housed at different churches, such as the Linen Closet, Bike Ministry, Hygiene Closet, Durable Medical Equipment, Firewood Ministry. And gap just means what it sounds like. It's to fill gaps in services in our community. We'll talk about how these different aspects work together in a minute, but there are also more details in the Love Inc. brochure, which I saw you already had some, but I brought some more out there, so there are plenty if you want to grab one on your way out. Next slide, please. The three purposes, if I could sum it up, of Love Inc. are to promote unity and awareness across the body of Christ, to leverage and maximize resources and identify community needs, to help our neighbors in need receive hope, help, and a hand up to move beyond their current circumstances. So one example of leveraging and maximizing resources is our FARM program, which stands for Feeding Area Residents Meat. Love Inc. receives donated livestock through the Benton County 4-H auction, and also a grant that pays for the butchering and processing of the meat. The meat is then distributed to more than 10 organizations who are helping secure nutrition for individuals in our community. And your church has been a recipient of meat in the past for use in your freezer meal ministry. So that's one example of how we leverage and maximize resources. Next slide, please. The Clearinghouse is the heart of Love Inc. So what does that mean and how does it work? individuals in need will call our helpline. LoveInc staff and call center volunteers work together to verify and fulfill needs through LoveInc ministries at the local churches or other agencies in Benton County. When a request comes in that doesn't fall within any of our current services, we refer them to our local partner churches who are willing and able to help. So we currently operate primarily as a call center, as I said, tracking and sending needs to the churches through the Clearinghouse Gap Ministries. A couple of notes here. We do not discriminate who we serve based on income, belief, or background, but the population we typically serve is living at or below the poverty level in Benton County. We receive and return nearly 2,000 calls per month in our call center. And I just want to share a couple of quick examples of impact stories. A few years ago, there was a man who called the helpline asking for a prosthetic leg, which is a very unusual request. We didn't have any just lying around the office, of course, but told him we would pray and see what we could do to help. And that same day, someone called and offered the donation of a prosthetic leg. It was a miracle, and we get to be part of stories like that all the time. There's another powerful story in our annual report, which is also out on the table, about an elderly man who was dying of cancer and also grieving the loss of his son. The firewood ministry was able to bring him loads of wood to keep him physically warm, but also to pray and comfort him near the end of life when he was finally open to talking about God. So really powerful things happening. Next slide, please. I'd like to say a quick word about where we're headed as an organization. LoveInc nationally is moving towards a more holistic model for helping our neighbors in need called transformational ministries. As you can see on the three-tier diagram, if you can read all that text, the Clearinghouse is the foundation we're building on. But in the next couple of years, we want to begin offering LoveInc-sponsored classes to equip and empower the local church to come alongside individuals in need in deeper ways. And I'm kind of a math nerd, Suzanne knows. So I call this middle tier church E squared for equip and empower. This will help move us towards transformational ministry programs, which give clients greater access to goods and services as their skills develop and they begin to overcome cyclical patterns of need in their lives. So your Benton County LoveInc directors and staff will begin attending National Transformational Ministry starting in March. That's coming right up. Next slide, please. So as we close, I want to share a few practical ways that you can engage. One, to serve in a gap ministry, volunteer in our call center or our office, participate in training opportunities for future transformational ministries, talent connection, like making deliveries, yard work, tutoring, etc. We kind of keep a list or a database of who's available for those things. You could donate professional services like plumbing, a mechanic, home repair, etc. Of course, partnering with us in prayer or financially, the giving link is also on our website. It's very easy to access. Serve at an annual event like City Serve, Christmas Store, or Farm. Those are our three main event-based ministries throughout the year. Or donate items for our GAP ministries. I do have volunteer applications available on the table today. If you'd like to fill one out, we can do that, or you can easily apply on our website. It's shown up there, www.yourloveinc.org, which also clearly lists various volunteer opportunities. So again, I just want to thank you for your time today, and I'll be around for another 15, 20 minutes to answer any questions you might have. Cool.
We're going to actually pray for LoveInc right now. Let's bow our heads and pray for their ministry. Lord, as we heard today, there are instances right now in our community, like the boy with the demon inside and a very difficult
condition. Lord, help us to learn the lesson there, not to try to do it like the disciples did all by themselves, but to seek partnership and to work together to bring your healing touch and grace through Jesus to others. We thank you for the partnership that we have with LoveInc, Lord. Deepen it. And we pray for each person that works there that you'd keep them safe and open up channels so that Jesus' love can go out more and more in this coming year. We thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and pray that you'd strengthen her in everything she does. go with her. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, Jennifer. Yep.